T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:31 and 30 seconds to go right along with it. Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer and Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Tuesday schmooze and the NPRTS right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Franchising is a way for successful businesses to expand rapidly.
It's not a big concern of mine. I know what I'm capable of. I think we'll work something out before that. If not, franchise it is.
All franchises begin with a good concept that is easy to copy from location to location.
Wentz back to throw under pressure, chased by Vernon, throws it high, intercepted by Landon Collins. Cousins back, gonna get sacked by Landon Collins inside the 30.
A lot of stuff gonna change. Different things gonna change throughout the season.
Ertz fumbled the football, it's loose, and the Giants recover it at the 32-yard line. Landon Collins fires it over the middle, pass intercepted. Landon Collins.
When a business decides to expand by franchising their concept, they allow other entrepreneurs or franchisees to buy the rights to open up an identical business.
Lost the football into the arms of Landon Collins, racing down the right side. Deep ball down the right sideline, and it's intercepted by Landon Collins.
Young kid comes up at that spot, staring you in the face. You can't be afraid to draft him just because you already got one.
The franchisor and the franchisee enter into a master franchise agreement.
Throws a quick slant left, completes it to Holton. He fumbled the football, and it's picked up by the Giants. Landon Collins recovers it.
Local owners know their customers, so they can make smarter business choices to keep the franchises profitable.
He's just one of those guys who's different. So he's our captain, he's our leader, and he will be missed.
Lobs one right into the end zone, and the pass is caught. No, incomplete. Knocked away by Landon Collins. Goes in motion across the formation. Fitzpatrick nudges into the line. He gets stood up. Giants got a great stop there by Landon Collins.
So you would be thinking, of course, after hearing all of that, that he would accept the franchise tag. But we know now, of course, no surprise from what happened today, Landon will be landing somewhere else. And yes, this season it was a dreadful time, spending most of 2018 running for cover, thanks to his inability to cover one, cover two, or cover any tight end. Collins not providing a safety net for the secondary, no longer second to none. Collins will now have to find a new franchise after the New York Football Giants made it official today, tagging only his toe. What the Giants were saying today was a tarp provides better coverage. So the New York Football Giants now have another player to find, preferably one that's 25 years old, one that's been a Pro Bowler for 3 of his 4 years in the league. And yes, the defense this season was horrible, and so was he. How bad was the defense? Landon Collins was one of their better players, and the Giants fumbled when they let Snacks leave, showed Eli Apple the door, but held on to Collins, who wasn't the right fit, fitting into the 2018 season. If the safety doesn't fit, you must recommit. Of course, the New York Football Giants could use, how you say, $11 million to help pay Eli's roster bonus and salary for 2019. Of course, with the salary cap a tight fit, the Giants will need to restructure Eli's contract to help restructure the team. If you're wondering how Luis Severino, and you heard this very disturbing news just a little while ago, if you're wondering how Severino comes up with rotator cuff inflammation without making a start in 2019, wonder no more. He may have had himself, and may have hurt himself, having no fun at all last Thursday facing Stanton and Sanchez in a 39-pitch simulated game. What isn't simulated is at least a two-week shutdown, and according to Aaron Boone, highly unlikely he starts opening day, and it may not be till May before he can take the ball. And don't forget, with Hicks and his lower back pain, is he day-to-day like the rest of us? Well, why not Dallas Keuchel? If you're not going to have Severino for opening day and maybe beyond, are you thinking about Dallas Keuchel or Gio Gonzalez? And yes, Dallas Keuchel is over 30. Yes, he comes off the off year. Yes, his velocity, never with much to begin with, is not what it used to be by a couple of miles per hour. And yes, the ground balls he threw regularly now lift off into the clear blue skies. And yes, the New York Yankees are in a desperate mode. With Severino hurt and CC Sabathia thinking farewell tour to be followed by, from what we understand, a broadcasting career, dabbling in that this season as he is accepting accolades for his career in Major League Baseball. Bottom line is, the New York Yankees might be feeling desperate and may go after a Gio Gonzalez, maybe a Dallas Keuchel. They are still available. The New York Metropolitans, let's hear it for them, because they are finally spending money on their front office. After Al Leiter and John Franco were hired yesterday, ESPN's Jessica Mendoza hired today as an added voice to advise and consent. And how refreshing it'll be to hear her voice once we hear her speak, because you know and I know that J-Lo's boyfriend on Sunday Night Baseball never let her get a word in edgewise. The Metropolitans have also announced they are close to hiring Scott Van Pelt and Buster Olney to coach third and first, respectfully yours. The Metropolitans will now make available, with a certificate of authenticity, autographed baseball cards of all front office personnel at all home games throughout this season. So the Mets want you to know that, yes, meet and greet your front office personnel, and if the team gets off to a bad start, it'll be more fun, more enlightening, to be talking about who's in the front office and what they used to do for the Metropolitans when they used to win more games than lose. The Mets also want you to know that these front office personnel baseball cards, all credit cards accepted. As long as Leiter, Franco, and Mendoza don't replace Gary, Keith, and Ron, we're good with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.